We are capable of being very insensitive to people. And one of those ways is to give these little simple answers. Quote a verse, Romans 8:28, which is a terrific verse, a great verse in Scripture, that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose. But it's just too easy to quote a verse, and as if somehow the very quoting of this verse makes everything okay. Well, it doesn't. There's a right time to reassure someone that all things work together for good. That time is not hours after there's been a diagnosis of a child with leukemia or after somebody dies in a car accident. There's a right time to share reassurance about God's sovereign purpose in all things. But we are to weep with those who weep, and we rejoice with those who rejoice. But when somebody is weeping, it simply is unloving. It minimizes their pain, something that God does not do, something that Scripture does not do. You have Jesus weeping with Mary and Martha as he sees their pain over the death of their brother. And he knew he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. And he knew Lazarus was fine. I just don't think he was weeping for Lazarus. He was weeping for the pain of death that it had brought to this family. And I think Jesus needs to be our model. So there's ultimate confidence and hope and trust, but there's also the ability to weep with people who are weeping and to understand there are reasons. The fall and the curse is tragic, but God is bigger than the fall and curse. Job and his friends, it's interesting because Scripture says there was a week or 2 weeks where Job's friends said nothing when they were first with him. And you know what? They were at their best when they were saying nothing. It was when they started talking that they got into trouble.